You're listening to Retreat, Reset, Transform, the podcast that explores deep healing through the body, the breath, and beyond. In today's episode, host Donald Curry, registered psychotherapist and clinical director at Dimensions Retreats, guides us through the process of healing attachment wounds, not through the mind alone, but through the wisdom of the body. If you've ever struggled with feeling too much or not enough or longed for love that didn't hurt, this episode will help you understand how safety, connection, and trust can be rebuilt, one somatic moment at a time. Let's begin.
Welcome to Retreat, Reset, Transform, a podcast about healing from the inside out. I'm your host, Donald Curry, registered psychotherapist and clinical director at Dimensions Retreats. In today's episode, we're going to explore how attachment wounds, those early relational injuries, live in the body, and how we can begin to heal them not just with insight, but through somatic psychotherapy. If you've ever struggled with feeling too much or not enough, if you find yourself pulling away or clinging too tightly in relationships, if you've ever longed for deep connection but feared vulnerability, this episode is for you. Attachment isn't just about relationships. It's about how our nervous system learned to organize around safety and connection. It starts before we even have language. When we're babies, we rely on caregivers, not just for food and shelter, but for regulation. Their gaze, their tone, their touch, all send cues to our developing nervous system about whether the world is safe or dangerous, whether we are lovable or a burden. And when those cues are misattuned, chaotic, absent, or abusive, we adapt. We shut down. We brace. We cling. We disconnect. These adaptations become patterns, survival strategies that live in the body long after the original wounding. This is where somatic psychotherapy comes in, because we can't think our way out of an attachment wound, but we can feel our way through it. Let's break this down through the lens of somatics. Anxious attachment, somatically, this may show up as a buzzing in the chest, tightness in the throat, shallow breathing, or a constant feeling of urgency in relationships. There's a sense of, I need you to stay or I'll fall apart. The body is often in sympathetic activation, fight or flight energy, scanning for signs of abandonment. Avoidant attachment. This style often brings a collapsed chest, numbness, tight jaw, or a frozen belly. The story is, I can't trust you with my vulnerability. I'll do it alone. The nervous system often defaults to dorsal vagal shutdown, a disconnection from both the other and the self. Disorganized attachment. Here, we see a combination, sometimes hyperactivation, other times dissociation. The body may feel disoriented, tense, and numb at the same time. The core belief is, I want love, but love is unsafe. These somatic signatures aren't bad. They're evidence of your brilliance. They were your body's way of protecting you. And now, through presence and somatic practice, they can begin to shift. In somatic therapy, we're not just telling the story. We're tracking the felt sense. We're becoming curious about what the body is doing underneath the narrative. For example, what happens in your body when you imagine being truly seen? Where do you feel tension when someone compliments you or gets too close emotionally? Can you allow a sense of connection for even 10 seconds? Or does your body contract? These moments of tracking open up the door to neuroception, how our body unconsciously evaluates safety or threat. And healing happens when we gently challenge those old responses by offering new embodied experiences. This is earned secure attachment, not just intellectually understanding your patterns, but retraining your nervous system to experience safety, trust, and connection in the here and now. let me share some of the somatic tools I use with clients when working through attachment wounds. Resourcing. We begin by anchoring the body in something that feels safe, supportive, or pleasant. It could be the feeling of a warm blanket, a memory of someone kind, or even a tree you love. This helps widen the window of tolerance before approaching vulnerability. Touch and containment, placing a hand over your heart or belly with intentional awareness. The body often responds to self-touch with oxytocin release. This alone can regulate anxious or shutdown states. Somatic dialogue between parts. Working with parts, like the protector, the abandoned child, the critic, as sensations in the body. We let the parts speak and move while the client stays anchored in self-energy, curious, compassionate, calm. Experiential relational repair. In session, I might say, let's imagine what it would feel like if I was a securely attuned caregiver right now. What would you need from me? The client may respond, just stay, don't leave. We stay with that, tracking the body, breathing through the discomfort of being held instead of abandoned. These micro experiences build new neural pathways. The body begins to expect safety, not chaos. It learns to co-regulate instead of collapse or overfunction. Let's talk about what healing actually looks like. It's easy to imagine that once you start therapy, or once you attend a retreat, you'll suddenly feel secure in your relationships, confident in your body, clear in your boundaries. But that's not how attachment healing unfolds. Healing is slow, it's layered, and often it's not linear. In somatic psychotherapy, we measure healing in moments, brief, embodied experiences that challenge an old belief or shift a familiar pattern by just a few degrees. Let me give you some examples of what healing can look like in real life. Healing looks like pausing instead of performing. You're in a conversation and someone seems distant. The anxious part of you wants to lean in, explain yourself, get validation, but instead of rushing to fix it, you pause. You notice the tightness in your chest, the heat in your face. You breathe. That's healing. You didn't override the urge, but you noticed it. You made space. And that moment of awareness is a rupture in the old pattern. Healing looks like staying when you want to run. Maybe you're avoidant. Intimacy feels like a trap. You're used to pulling away, shutting down, going quiet. But this time, you stay. You stay in the room. You tolerate the discomfort. You feel your jaw tighten, your chest pull back. But instead of ghosting or distracting, you name it. You say, I'm feeling overwhelmed right now. I usually shut down, but I want to try something different. That's healing. You didn't have to become a totally different person. You just showed up in a new way, with a little more presence, a little more vulnerability. Healing looks like feeling grief you've kept buried. For some people, attachment work brings up grief, not just for what happened, but for what didn't. Grief for the nurturing you never received, for the times you needed protection and didn't get it, for the love that was conditional, inconsistent, or absent. In somatic work, this grief isn't just talked about, it's felt. It might arise as tears during breath work or trembling in the hands when you place them on your heart. It might come as a sudden collapse into the fetal position where your body remembers what your mind forgot. And instead of pushing it away, you let it come. You let the wave move through you. That's healing. It's not dramatic or loud, it's quiet, raw, and incredibly sacred. Healing looks like receiving. Sometimes the hardest thing to do, especially for those with attachment wounds, is to receive. Receive love. Receive support. Receive comfort. You may be the caretaker, the one who doesn't need anything. But healing means letting someone hold you, letting someone see your vulnerability and not running away from it. Someone says, "I'm right here with you." And instead of brushing it off, you take it in, even if it's just for a second. That's healing. You let love land. Healing looks like becoming the parent you never had. Another signpost on the healing journey is becoming your own secure base. You learn to reparent yourself, not as a cliche, but as a practice. You say, "It's okay that you're scared. I've got you. You don't have to be perfect to be loved." You offer that inner child warmth, structure, and consistency, not once, but again and again. In somatic therapy, this shows up as placing your hand on your heart when you're anxious, rocking gently when your body feels overwhelmed, making a boundary because your nervous system is finally worthy of peace. You become the anchor, the safe haven, the one who stays. That's healing. Healing looks like tolerating goodness. Yes, goodness can feel threatening when you didn't grow up with it. Love, affection, stability, they may feel foreign. You might brace for the other shoe to drop. But in somatic work, we slowly build your window of capacity for joy. We breathe into pleasure. We track the body's resistance to stillness. We allow connection to feel good. And maybe, just maybe, you stop sabotaging. You stop waiting for abandonment. You stop testing love to prove it's real. You let yourself feel safe. That's healing. So if you're wondering whether you're healing, ask yourself, am I more aware of my patterns than I used to be? Am I responding, even sometimes, with more care or choice? Am I starting to feel more at home in my body? If the answer is yes, even just a little, then you are healing. Even if it doesn't look like it yet, even if you still get triggered, even if you still fall back into old habits. Healing isn't a destination. It's a relationship with yourself, your body, and the parts of you that learn to survive.
Thank you for joining us today on Retreat, Reset, Transform. If you're curious about working with attachment wounds through a somatic lens or joining us at a retreat where this work is held in a beautiful and supported container, visit dimensionsretreats.com. Until next time, be gentle with yourself.